John Mose, Security Director with NBAF. We've also got Dr. Marty Vanier and Dr. Ken Burton in studio talking all about security. And some in this next segment, we'll talk a little bit more about kind of some planning you're doing here with the state. Is that right?
Yes. When I was talking, referring to the support that we get and we'll need from the immediate community, we talk about planning for the worst case scenario, and certainly, again, want to put everything in place that we possibly can to avoid those types of emergencies. But in the event that this rare event that something like that should happen, we are always in the process of planning with the city of Manhattan, with the county, and certainly with the Kansas Department of Emergency Management, because if should something happen on a scale that requires the state to respond, we want to make sure that we're well coordinated with them and they're well coordinated with us, and that we've planned for any type of scenario and even exercised any type of scenario, because we want to make sure that that whatever goes on at NBAF, first of all, to keep it within the campus. But again, in that rare case where we do need help from outside of the facility, that we're in coordination with the city and with the county and certainly the state.
Dr. Burton, I might just bring you on here a little bit and talk about what it means to have someone like this on your team.
Oh, it's been great having John and his team do what they do for the organization, because John mentioned the phrase culture of security, and that's exactly what their team is bringing to the MBAF organization and what they've been helping us with at our all-hands meetings. They've been doing presentations for information security, for, see something, say something, the awareness level and making sure all of our employees realize that they have a role in the security of the facility and the organization. So they've done a great job.
It's a good point here. Whenever we think of security, maybe from an outside perspective, we're thinking about the structure itself, the building, and I'm sure that's a big part of it. What about technology and cybersecurity?
The cybersecurity piece is obviously important, and from the security perspective on the site, we work hand in hand with the IT team to make sure that from a network perspective and from an information perspective, as Ken said, the network remains secure from both the cyber side and from the physical security side, as well as the information that rides on that network. There's information that goes back and forth from a science side that needs to be and stay protected, and so certainly the technology that goes into that is an important part of what we do, and certainly an important part of the relationship that we have with the IT team.
There's hackers that get in. We hear about stories all the time in the news: credit cards being compromised, information being compromised. From your standpoint here, you feel pretty confident, that something like that would be
the standards that have been put in place as far as the system and the network is concerned are I'll just say from my perspective impressive and certainly very stringent. And one of the we talk about the culture of security and having that on site. One of the most important parts of IT security is the individual user. And so, there's a variety of training that is just required for anybody that gets onto this network to make sure they understand the importance of what they're doing and the important role that they play as far as the security of that network. So we emphasize that just as much as we do the security culture for the site, because it is important. Because again, the user itself, can be one of the weakest links if they're not properly trained and not properly aware of the important piece that they play.
All right. Excuse me. My voice is coming back here. I've been a little under the weather the last couple of days. John Mose, again, Security Director, Dr. Marty Vanier, Dr. Ken Burton joining us here on In Focus. Other items of business here that you guys wanted to talk about today?
Marty's just dying to do her construction up there.
Oh.
Yes, I'm channeling all of my friends back at the trailer, including John and I we weren't office mates, but we were on the same...
We were in the same trailer.
We were in the same trailer, that's right. So for those of you who are taking notes, just go back and look at last month's notes. The facility is still on schedule and on budget. The end of November, about 86% of the funds had been expended, so it was a little over $1 billion, only spending $10 million a month, down from about $20 million a month, so 50% of the spend rate. And the worker population is under 400 a day, which was down from a peak of about 650 a year ago. So so things are ramping down, obviously, with construction. A lot of the work now is on the interior, and it's just not requiring near as many people as it has before. But I think all of this is still certainly within the white lines of the plan that DHS had originally written and that the construction manager had originally developed with respect to working through with the design team, with the construction team, anticipating issues, working through their commissioning system piece by piece. So really, no deviations at all from the original plan, which is a really spectacular thing.
And we've turned a page here into a new decade, 2020. We're getting much closer to completion date. What, 2-3 years away? I can't remember.
Well, we're in the year that USDA will move into the facility, December 10th of 2020. So that's our next big milestone that we're looking at. But and then the commissioning process is finished in May of 2020. You know, and so things are totally moving forward, you know, as they should. But it's getting crunch time. We're all looking at the calendar and all of the things on the master schedule on things that need to be accomplished, and there's a lot to be done yet.
Well, for those who, you know, when this first came into the news here about NBAF coming to Manhattan more than a decade ago, to be this far along here, I mean, I don't know that people anticipated it happening so quickly, but time goes by so fast, though. Just kind of, I don't know, what's your perspective on that? Are you confident here going forward?
Feel very good. And the thing I think that makes us feel good about the progress we're making is just the quality of the team that, you know, John's team, the different groups and units within AFIS and ARS that are associated with NBAF. I honestly, it's just so impressive that you won't find people that are more dedicated to a mission or to a purpose. And even on the holidays, you know, some of the units were able to take a little bit of time off and go visit family, because we've got people from all over the United States that are here in Manhattan working, and so they had a chance to go back and spend some time with the holidays. But their email strings didn't stop, and a lot of the progress that they were making may have slowed down a little bit, but we still moved forward as we needed to. So it's really fun to work with this group of individuals that are on the team.
Very good. Other things you're looking forward to here in 2020? Anything on the horizon that maybe early on in 2020 we can look forward to?
Oh, still doing a lot more hiring. So we're still building the team. We've got over 100 employees on the USDA NBAF organization. We're going to double that over the next year. We want to have over 200 in place by next August, by this coming August, before we do move into NBAF. So still want people to keep their eye on usajobs.gov, because that's where we put the job openings out there. But also, you know, don't hesitate to keep their eye on newspaper articles or on the NBAF website, which is usda.gov/NBAF. And then also we've got for groups or individuals that want to contact NBAF, we've got an email address now that they can use. It's NBAF@USDA.gov. So pretty easy to remember.
All
but
right.
They can reach out in our communications department. Katie Pawlowski be monitoring that.
Very good. Well, we appreciate you guys coming on here and chatting with us again, and hope you all have a good new year and plenty of good news to report here throughout the rest of the year.
You bet. Well, thanks, Brandon. We sure appreciate it.
All right. Dr. Burton, Dr. Veneer, and Mr. Mose, thank you so much.
Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you.
That'll do it here. We'll continue in focus after this on News Radio KMAN.